strength from the zero-calorie energy drink this morning. I got a frozen lime Rockstar that has 200 calories, which is a lot considering, you know, normally. Oh, this has, oh man, shit, I got robbed. This also has, wait. Yeah, okay. This also only has 160 milligrams of caffeine in it. Fucking robbery. Meanwhile, this Pure Zero Punched has 240. They're like, no calories, that leaves more room for fucking caffeine. Trick. I'm like, yes, sir. Please don't, please stop hitting me. Well, fuck, I'm just gonna drink both of these, I guess.
The city's looking like a ghost town on a cool summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in.
Just a gifted singer. Somewhere
you never should have been.
I get for wanting to try a different flavor. I get fucked.
In a house across town, spacing by the telephone in a faded glass of power. Asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right.
Lesson 32. Stickiness. A sticky website is one where our visitor arrives and finds it difficult to leave. This is of vital importance to the success of your online business. There is no point in bringing visitors to your site if they instantly leave. Besides getting traffic to your site, you need to know how to keep your visitors there and how to make them return for more. These two concepts are closely related. The more time people spend on your site, the more likely they are to become repeat visitors and to earn you money. How long are visitors staying? With Google Analytics set up for your site, you can see detailed statistics on how long visitors are staying at your site. From the Analytics website, click to view the report for your site. Then navigate to Audience Overview and display the average visit duration graph. This graph will show you how your site's stickiness has changed over time and if you are heading in the right direction. Another interesting metric related to stickiness is the bounce rate graph, which you can also find under the Audience Overview page. The bounce rate is the percentage of visitors who leave your site after only a single page view. The average bounce rate is around 50%. Anything more than that, and you may need to work on improving your site's stickiness. The pages per visit graph is also of interest. The more pages your visitors view, the stickier your site is. How to keep visitors at your site longer. Making a site sticky involves several aspects, many of which have already been discussed. In short, the main key is to consistently offer a large amount of easily accessible high-quality value that is relevant to your visitors' interests within your site's niche.
That sounds expensive.
If you can't do this, your visitors will keep coming back to you again and again and will stay long. Value here represents either content, products, services, or a combination of these three elements. In addition to having value, your site as a whole needs to be likable. It needs to have a high-quality design, fast page load time, easy navigation, and be validated to provide a pleasant user experience. Hooking the visitor. From the engagement page, found under Audience Behavior, you can see how long visitors stay on your site on average. You may find that a large percentage of your visitors are only staying 0 to 10 seconds. These visitors did not reach the hook point where they decide to stay, rather than go somewhere else. The first thing the visitors see when they arrive at your site needs to hook them, so that they will not instantly leave the site. They need to know immediately that they have arrived at the right page, at a page providing them with what they are looking for, whether it is information, entertainment, products or services. The content needs to be focused and interesting enough to maintain their attention long enough for them to reach this point. For a text content page, the first thing the visitor should see is the headline. This is the piece of text that, if interesting enough, will get the visitor to read the first sentence. The first sentence will get them to read the first paragraph, which will get them to read the rest of the content. Once they have read the page, if they are sufficient,
they'll go to review, they'll read the first paragraph, they'll read the last paragraph, and then they'll fucking
the final step is when the visitor becomes a return visitor or a loyal customer. Anywhere along the way, you can lose the visitor if you bore them with something other than what they want. Linking structure. A key concept in making a site sticky is to create a dense link structure throughout your site. Each page is another way to keep visitors staying longer on your site. Going beyond easy navigation menus, you want to give visitors many ways to explore the other parts of your site. If a visitor traverses your site only to find more and more interesting content, they are more likely to become a return visitor of your site. The most clicked on links on a page are those placed within the content. Therefore, it is a good idea to include content links whenever appropriate to other related pages within your site.
So like a wiki is what you're saying. That's what I'm hearing.
Additional relevant links can be placed so they are clearly visible just below the content.
Solid idea.
Once the visitor has finished reading the current page, they will be exposed to even more interesting content. This can draw their attention to other content that is similar to what attracted them in the first place, and get them to explore more than one page. A WordPress plugin that allows you to display a list of contextually related pages is the Yet Another Related Posts plugin. Sequential pages. Going one step further than including links to related content, you can organize your content pages into series of related pages that can be traversed like chapters in a book. For such a series, be sure to include navigation links back and forth within the series. Also add a chapter list or table of contents that tells the visitor where he is in the current series. Popular pages. Highlight the best content your site has to offer by featuring a best of or most viewed section on your site. These links should be placed in a sidebar instead of in the content area, since they are not related to the current
page. Just fucking design the page for me, then, asshole.
A plugin that displays the most popular posts on your site is the
popular
posts plugin. Other similar sidebar sections you may want to include are recent posts and recent comments.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hardest cocks.
In addition to positioning your links in places where they are more likely to be seen, there are a number of other ways to increase the click-through rate. The key is to attract the visitor's attention, and then to get them interested enough to click the link. A well-thought-out anchor text is a good start. This can be combined with an interesting image that you have associated with each page.
Hardcore the pornography,
image
here it is.
Can be positioned to the left of the link, in places where you have a bit more space, such as in the sidebar, or after the content. A third technique to increase the click-through rate is to place a line or two of preview text under the link, ending with another link for reading the rest of the content.
Knows a thing or two about stickiness and sticky websites, you know? actual original speed of this song, yes. Is it Korn's cover that's way slower? Double cup full of Four Loko hard seltzer and Rockstar. Oh shit, I didn't realize we had all so many hits this morning.
Hi guys, sorry that I've been gone for so long, but I'm back now. Today I'm doing Mine On, the Minecraft parody of Dream On. Alright. Thanks for all the support you guys have been giving me also. Make sure to like the video.
What's he clicking on, you think?
Every time that I log on to Minecraft.
A lot of mouse
Minecraft.
Clicks in these songs.
All these mobs start attacking me in the mine shaft. My sword is broken because of too many.
Some of our songs we don't have mouse clicks. We have we had a few songs that have the sound of knives being flipped open.
Diamonds they have to mine.
Due to flipping open knives while recording vocals.
Yeah, I have to go and mine all the creepers and the zombies. Yeah, I know you have to die because you have to mine. Half my life is spent on an island, dug in mine, tons of iron and ores. You have to mine, all creepers come to boom. Mine all the diamond, mine all the lapis, mine. Mine diamonds just for Minecraft. Mine it tomorrow.
Oh, Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tooth in the shed.
Yeah. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Well, the ears start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Did it make sense not to live full bum?
Your brain gets smart,
but your blinky gets dumb.
So much to do, so much to see, so much longer to take in the black swamps.
You never know if you don't go.
You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Hey now.
It's just the vocals make this like it was a fake song recorded 6 months ago for a different time. Vocoder, but you know, what are you going to do? God, dope.
Africa, we stand as one. I wish I heard sing this song.
World that feels like the rise.
that's like a two-thirds of the way through the movie scene, a la fucking Boogie Nights, fucking Dirk Diggler sitting on the fucking couch right before they fucking rob Rahab Jackson. Like, yeah, that this is the fucking, like, two-thirds of the way fucking bottoming out fucking coke bumps to this song alone in a house. Right before there's either a moment of clarity or things take a sudden turn for the fucking, like, violent worse. Mark Wahlberg has taken a pretty dramatic turn. And that aspect of it might not hold up, but, like, man, everyone is so fucking good in that movie. One of John C. Reilly's two greatest roles. Boogie Nights and fucking Dr. Steve Rule.
Turn and walk away. That's when I does make me feel a little bit like dancing now that you mention it. I don't know that it makes me feel all right, though. Let's get a little taste of this.
Feed me a cum, cowboy. On your knees, young cowboy, and drink that cum. Suck that big hard cowboy cock. Deep down your throat. Suck it, cowboy, suck it. Coming all over your face, cowboy. Cover your face with cowboy cum. Lick that cum, young cowboy. Lick that cum. Suck that big hard cowboy cock. Suck that big hard throbbing 12-inch cowboy meat cock. Deep down your young cowboy suck boy throat.
Drink that just making cum. Up words, man.
Drink that cum. Swallow it, cowboy. Swallow that cowboy cum. Your throat deeper, 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 deeper.
Now, this is a Buck Wild Saturday night.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
producers of this song heard this version and thought, man, finally, someone did it right. Someone finally did a version of Popcorn that improves upon the original. Now we can finally rest. Not enough frog. Also, they didn't seem like the classic frog sounds. I know they fudge it. They try to record some new stuff with the style of crazy frog. You know. Back.